جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا، جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا، آ گیا انبیاء کا امام آ گیا لے کے فیضان دار السلام آ گیا، تیرے در پر جو خیر الانام آ گیا، تیرے در پر جو خیر الانام آ گیا، اس کے ہاتھوں میں عرفان کا جام آ گیا، تیرے در پر جو خیر الانام آ گیا اس کے ہاتھوں میں عرفان کا جام آ گیا، پا گیا پا گیا حاصل زندگی، پا گیا پا گیا حاصل زندگی، در پہ آقا کے جس دم غلام آ گیا، جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا، آ گیا انبیاء کا امام آ گیا لے کے فیضان دار السلام آ گیا، ظلم رخصت ہوا عدل قائم ہوا، ظلم رخصت ہوا عدل قائم ہوا، عشق کے ہاتھ میں انتظام آ گیا، ظلم رخصت ہوا عدل قائم ہوا، عشق کے ہاتھ میں انتظام آ گیا، آپ کی مدح انسان کیا کر سکے، آپ کی مدح انسان کیا کر سکے، عرش سے جب درود و سلام آ گیا، ظلم رخصت ہوا عدل قائم ہوا، عشق کے ہاتھ میں انتظام آ گیا، آپ کی مدح انسان کیا کر سکے، آپ کی مدح انسان کیا کر سکے، عرش سے جب درود و سلام آ گیا، جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا، تیری دور ظلمت ہوئی دل منور ہوا، دور ظلمت ہوئی دل منور ہوا، جب مدینے میں ماہ تمام آ گیا، دور ظلمت ہوئی دل منور ہوا، جب مدینے میں ماہ تمام آ گیا، تیری برکت سے اے سید المرسلین، تیری برکت سے اے سید المرسلین، صبح روشن ہوئی کیف شام آ گیا، جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا، میں جہاں نعت احمد سنانے لگا، میں جہاں نعت احمد سنانے لگا، عاشقوں کا وہی ازدحام آ گیا، قلب روشن ہوا روح رقصا ہوئی، قلب روشن ہوا روح رقصا ہوئی، لب پہ احمد کا شیری کلام آ گیا، جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا، آ گیا انبیاء کا امام آ گیا لے کے فیضان دار السلام آ گیا۔
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ۔ علماء کرام، موسٹ ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز، my dear young friends, and also our sisters and brothers listening over Channel Islam. I made it quite clear in the Friday announcement that this is not going to be a New Year's Eve celebration. We haven't gathered here for a New Year's Eve celebration. The New Year's Eve celebration, those people will celebrate who believe in this New Year's Eve celebration. We as believers in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and followers of the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have absolutely nothing to do with this New Year's Eve celebration. In fact, this congregation is for the purpose of rejection and condemnation of such celebration by the Muslims. That is what it is for. It is unfortunate that we too now have to have this type of a gathering this part of the night on this eve, because we do not have that power of resistance. The invitation towards sin, the invitation that is extended to us through the media, the radio, the television, the newspapers, the magazines, to celebrate the New Year's Eve, the temptation is so great, listening to those invitations, that many of us who are five-time namazis, we are in the masjids, in our home also we talk about deen, and we have got ta'alluq sometimes and connection and friendship with the Ahlullah, but we too sometimes get attracted to such places of evil, and we participate in those celebrations thinking that we are just observers. So for that purpose we have to have this kind of a gathering or this kind of a program, so that we may be able to save ourselves from that temptation to go to such places. The youth of any nation, they are the barometer, the thermometer, the gauge by means of which we gauge in which direction the ummah is going. If we have to see whether this nation is going to make progress or this nation is going to face destruction, then we have to look at the youth of that nation. The same with the Muslim ummah, that we have to look at the youth of the Muslim ummah, in which direction they are going. If their direction is the direction of the Quran and the Sunnah, then we have great hopes and high aspirations that inshallah this ummah will keep on progressing. Because the youth are the one with energy, with strength, with vigor, with vitality, with ideas. So we have to look at their progress or in which direction they are going. Now at present we all know there is no shortage of evidence. We know that the large majority in which direction they are going. So at such a time, it becomes extremely important that whatever kind of program we can have in which we can attract the youth, as long as it is within the parameters of Sharia, it must not be outside the parameters of Sharia, to invite people towards deen or to save themselves from one haram that is taking place, then we ourselves must not organize other haram programs and say that we are trying to save them from that haram. Even though the numbers may be not as large as the number of people that are there on the beachfront and other places of haram entertainment tonight, what is important is that the program or the function must be in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah, so that Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased. Now at this moment, believe me, you young friends of mine who have gathered here in such large numbers, believe me, that Allah Ta'ala must be so pleased with your coming here, that with all the temptation that was there and all the encouragement of your friends and neighbors and family members, or the condemnation and the criticism that you are losing out, your life is boring, you are a fanatic, you ignored all that and you came to listen to the Quran Sharif, to some nasihats, and to the making of some zikr and attendance of in the dua. So Allah Ta'ala must be so pleased, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said that on the day of Qiyamah, when there will be no other shade except the shade of the throne of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the seven categories that he has mentioned who will be given accommodation under that throne, one of the categories is that young person who's growing up, who's nurturing, was in the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. What is the sense if the person is old? Of course, even that person is fortunate that he made tawbah in old age. But when the person is old, his one leg is in the grave, his hair has gone white, and there is no hope of the person even getting married again if he has lost his wife, his teeth have fallen off, and his wrinkles have taken over that smooth face that he had. Now at that time he says that I want to sacrifice my life for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Now that is like sacrificing that old goat and old sheep or old cattle, the one that was going to go to the slaughterhouse. You say make qurbani of that. But when the person sacrifices a healthy, fit, young animal, then the value is also great. So here when the young person who's got everything going for him, he's got health in his body, he is handsome also, and the person has got wealth, and he's got a car, and he's got his cell phone, and he's got everything, and a beautiful home, and the girls will chase after him, not him chasing after the girls. But when he says that I'm sacrificing all those pleasures for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then as the poet so beautifully says, or Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum, in one of his couplet he says, Daaghe hasrat hazar khaye hain, tab kahin jaake unko paaye hain. Daaghe hasrat hazar khaye hain, tab kahin jaake unko paaye hain. In haseenon se dil ko bachane mein, maine gham bhi bahut uthaye hain. In haseenon se dil ko bachane mein, maine gham bhi bahut uthaye hain. Just to give the gist of that, there's no time to go into detailed explanations. Daagh-e hasrat hazar khaye hain, tab kahin jaake unko paaye hain. That means a person is going to be tempted. There are so many different hurdles. There are so many different occasions where he will be invited towards sin. Now at that time he says that I am going to please my Allah. I am going to sacrifice that evil desire which has come into my heart. So it will bring hasrat. It will bring some kind of a pain. It will bring sometimes regret. All kinds of thoughts and ideas. But the person says, come what may, but I am going to please my Allah. I am going to sacrifice. I am going to put that knife of sacrifice over the blood, over my evil desires. And I am going to let the blood of my evil desires flow and cover my heart and make it red. He says, when you are going to do that, then you are going to get Allah Ta'ala. There has to be some sacrifice that has to be made if you want Allah Ta'ala, if you want to get connected with Allah Ta'ala. So he says, Daagh-e hasrat hazar khaye hain, thousands of times I had to endure that. That pain on my heart, sacrificing those evil desires that were coming into my heart. Tab kahin jaake unko paaye hain. Not those who like animals just go and graze anywhere, unconcerned whether it is permissible or not, whether there is a border here that this area belongs to this farmer and that area belongs to that farmer. The animal, if you have to stand in front of an animal and say, look, I want to read out to you the laws and regulations, that which is the border line, and you must not cross that border. I'm not going to be putting any fence here. It's very costly in these days. So therefore, you must be careful. If you come up till here, then it's my area. And beyond this, it is some another farmer's area. Now, will the animal ever listen to all your instructions? The animal, wherever it's going to see green pasture and grass, it's going to go towards it. Now, we are human beings, and we are the ummatis of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So these temptations will come. But this young person says that, no, for the pleasure of my Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, I'm not going to go to those haram places. This is in haseeno se dil ko bachane mein maine gham bhi bahut uthaye hain. Sometimes there's such a pain that it seems as if the person's life will come out, because this person is addicted. He was all the time gazing every woman that comes in front of him. He was going to town in the cinemas and theaters and discos and rave clubs. He was enjoying the drugs and he was always on a high. And now he is changing his life. He is giving up all those evils and all that haram. Or at this very moment, he knows that last year he went, what he saw and what enjoyment and fun and pleasure he had. And now there is that pain on the heart. So he says, this pain which I have taken, he says, this pain that I have taken, daag-e hasrat hazar khaaye hain, tab kahin ja ke unko paaye hain, in haseeno se dil ko bachane mein, maine gham bhi bahut uthaye hain. That I have had to take a lot of pain in saving in my gaze from haram, in saving my ears from listening to haram, in saving and protecting my tongue from speaking and singing that which was haram, and in protecting my mind and my heart from haram, in saving myself from earning haram. Now in all these things, there was a lot of pain that I had to take. But what I got in reward, or as a reward, what did Allah Ta'ala give me? Allah Ta'ala gave me Himself as a reward. And when Allah Ta'ala comes into the heart, when the person restrains himself from haram, then the sweetness of Iman comes into the heart. Shaitan and nafs does not want us to taste even a little of that sweetness, because if a person gets a little of that sweetness, he will never go back to all those haram things. Because now he has got the Khaliq of Jannat in his heart. So many times you have heard, Mana ke meer gulshan e jannat to dur hai, arif hai magar dil mein khaliq e jannat liye hue. O meer, I know that the gardens of jannat are far away. The person has to die, then there will be a day of judgment, then he will go into the gardens of jannat if he was pious and righteous. It's a gardens of jannat may be far away. But the person who is an arif of Allah Ta'ala, he has recognized his creator, he's got love of Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his heart, then he's got the creator of jannat in his heart. So who is better? Or what is better, the gardens of Jannat or the creator of Jannat being in a person's heart? Now we will say, but we noticed a lot of people with that they are very pious, they are very God-fearing and whom we call holy people, and they are namazis and they stay away from all haram. But many a times we see they are sick and they are ailing and they got torn and tattered clothes sometimes, they got patches on their clothes, or they haven't got a big bank balance, they don't have a very beautiful home and a car sometimes. Whereas Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala even gives the dunya to these days. You become attached to Him, Allah gives both. In these days, because of our weakness, He gives us both things. But even then, He says, when we see these type of things, then it creates a doubt in our mind. But the doubt in our mind is because we are seeing the outside condition. We do not know what is happening inside. The two graves outside, one the grave of Abu Jahl, and the other grave of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So outwardly, from the top, if you have to look at it, both graves look the same. But we know that in one grave there's gardens, and in another grave there's fire. So we cannot see what is inside. So these people, they have got Allah Ta'ala inside their hearts. So therefore they are enjoying a kind of a happiness. The thorns may be there, but the flower is blooming there. So brothers, in these days, when everybody is complaining of problems, and different kinds of problems, so at such a time, the solution to that problem is nothing but one. And that is, get connected with Allah, the creator of the universe, the creator of man, and the one in whose hands our life lies, the one in whose hands our destiny lies. We get connected with Him, Allah Ta'ala will solve our problems. Otherwise, we will just run from here to there, but we will not find any solution to our problem. Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzub Rahmatullah Alayh, he says, Tumhari qawm ki to hai binahi deen o ima par, Tumhari zindagi mawquf hai ta'meel qur'an par, Tumhari fathayabi munhasir hai fazl yazdan par, na quwwat par, na kasrat par, na shaukat par, na sama par. Musalmano utho bahre amal tayyar ho jao, nahi ye waqt ghaflat ka, bas bedar ho jao. He says the foundation of your of the Ummat of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is on Deen and Iman. Tumhari zindagi mauquf hai tamil Quran par. As much as you are going to practice on the Quran Sharif, that much progress you will make. Your success, everything lies in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's hands. It is not on your majority, how many people you have. It is not on your strength. It is not on your goods and property. It is not on how much of equipment you have. Everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. We are living in a world of means, so we will make use of all these means. But success or failure is in the hands of Allah. So he says, get up for action now. This is not the time of indifference and negligence. So in this night, which has got nothing to do with Islam, we know that people are flocking to those areas where they get nothing but the ghazab and the wrath of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So at such a time, you're coming into an environment which is free from sin and engaging yourself in a little bit of ibadat, zikr and tilawat. Until that hour or that minute passes when people will go mad and crazy. Hazrat Maulana Hakim Mohd Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum, he said, Hamara Saal Shuru Hota Hai Muharram Se. Muharram, dignified, sacred. It's got a lot of beauty in it. It's a sacred month. Our year starts from Muharram. There is sacredness in it, there's dignity in it, there's honor, there's lots of things. And you say, Kuffar ka saal shuru hota hai January se. We say January, so you say, Unka saal shuru hota hai January se. Janwar. Janwar is animals. So you say, their year begins with January. So therefore they behave like animals when the year begins. If you have to look at it, when their year begins tonight, what do they behave like? They behave like animals. There'll be nudity, there'll be singing, there'll be music, there'll be all kinds of haram. And what animals also will be ashamed of, that is what they will do. So we are believers in Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Islam is a deen. It's a beautiful way of life. From whichever angle you look at Islam, there's nothing but beauty. But this is not the time to go into any detailed bayan. We will now commence with a little bit of zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then we will have dua, inshallah. But we should not consider ourselves as superior or greater than others. In fact, I stated very clearly to some friends that if you are not going to be able to wake up for Fajr Salat, then you should not even attend this program. You must go home and sleep after Isha and get up for Fajr. That is far more important than attending this program. But for those brothers or those brothers and sisters listening over Channel Islam, who would have remained awake in any case, and they will inshallah be making Fajr Salat also, then it is permissible for them to listen to this type of programs. So the real thing is that we should not go to those areas in this part of the night. We should rather sleep and then get up for Fajr Salat. But if the temptation was there to go to the beachfront and to go to the other haram spots, then we say attend these type of programs, then go and rest a little while, but put double alarm on so that you can get up for Fajr and make it to the masjid. This is majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfeeq ae khuda de. I couldn't have achieved anything if Allah, you did not give me the tawfeeq. Teri mashiyat hai sab pe ghalib ye hai chahe sab mere irade. But without going into any details, they bahut dino reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. That is what I wish to emphasize upon, that far too long we have remained useless. We have wasted so much of our time. I was just mentioning to somebody in Johannesburg yesterday whilst I was there, I said, if I look back on my 55 years of life, once there was bachpan and now it's pachpan. Bachpan, childhood, and pachpan, 55. So if I have to look back, like how the whole cycle turned. We were little children, we played about, we grew up, then there was education, going to the school, and there were sicknesses and diseases or whatever it is during childhood days that we may have experienced, or good health and good fortune. Then we grow up, then we go overseas and study, travel through so many countries, then get married, then we have children, those children grow up, they get married, and in the meantime, the person is now getting ready for the grave. Now if you have to look back, it seems like a dream, it's absolute dream, nothing else. Get a 100-year-old person and ask him his 100 years of life, what does it look like? Nothing but a dream. So far too long we have wasted our time. Now it says, get down to some action. Oh Allah, far too long have I remained useless. Now make me a useful person.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہیچ ہیں سب میرے ارادے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہیچ ہے سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں हरदम करो मैं ऐ मेरे बारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 जब सांस लो में हो जाए जारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा गुना में आलूदा हो रहा है रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जियूं मैं उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा हरदम करूं मैं ऐ मेरे बारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 जब सांस लो में हो जाए जारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 करम से तेरे बईद क्या है जो फजल मुझ पर भी मेरे रब हो तेरी मदद हो मेरी हो कोशिश तेरी कशिश हो मेरी तलब हो करम से तेरे बईद क्या है जो फजल मुझ पर भी मेरे रब हो तेरी मदद हो मेरी हो कोशिश तेरी कशिश हो मेरी तलब हो बदी में गुजरी है उम्र सारी नसीब तौफीक नेक अब हो रहूं मैं मशगूल जिक्र ताअत बस अब यही शुगल रोज़ो शब हो हरदम करूं मैं ऐ मेरे बारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saanson mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Allah Ta'ala's fazl and ihsan that we got over that hour in which people indulge in so many different kinds of vices and sins. Remember, Islam and Sharia does not make life miserable. It does not make life uncomfortable. It's not that your life will become boring. For the young people, there's so much that you can play. There's so many sports. There's so much of exercising. There's so much of other things, halal entertainment that you can engage in. Eat good food, drink the juices that Allah Ta'ala has made halal and permissible, wear good clothes, travel in a good car, but have no pride in your heart. Do not look down upon anybody. Let the earnings be of halal. From the earnings also take care of the poor, the needy, the widows, the refugees and destitute. Finish simple, easy life. Make amar bil maruf and nahi anil munkar, and jannat is guaranteed. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal and give us such iman and such yaqeen and such faith in Him and such belief in Him and in the day of judgment, in life after death, that we don't even require these type of programs to keep us away from those places. It must be instantaneous. Our mizaj must become that. Our tabiyat must become shariat. Our tabiyat must become shariat. Our nature must become shariat. That if it is shariat, we feel comfortable. Anything against shariat, we feel uncomfortable and restless. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ay Allah, humare gunahon ko maaf farma. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, my Sattar Ghaffar Allah, my most forgiving Allah, compassionate, kind, loving Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Oh Allah, we are grateful to you that you kept us away from those haram places. Oh Allah, if it had not been for your grace and your mercy and your kindness, then we too would have been involved in the same sins that others are being engaged in. Oh Allah, it is your mercy, your kindness that you saved us and you protected us. Oh Allah, we make shukr of this great ni'mat that you have blessed us with. Oh Allah, don't even a little iota of thought come into our minds and hearts that we have missed out on something. Oh Allah, give us happiness in our heart that we saved ourselves from those haram places. Ay mere pyare Allah, oh my beloved Allah, oh my forgiving Allah, we are extending this begging bowl before you. Oh Allah, it is past midnight. These young friends of mine, oh Allah, young brothers and so many young sisters may be listening over Channel Islam. And the others, oh my beloved Allah, who for your pleasure did not go to those places where your wrath and anger descends. Oh Allah, fill their hearts with the noor. Oh Allah, fill the hearts with noor. Oh Allah, fill their hearts with the noor of taqwa. Oh my beloved Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Oh Allah, give us the sweetness of iman in our hearts. Oh Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Oh Allah, for your pleasure we have restrained ourselves. Oh Allah, it was your hukam and we obeyed your hukam. Oh Allah, bless us with sweetness of iman in our hearts. Oh Allah, give us such enjoyment and such pleasure in your zikr, in tilawat, in ibadat, in service to mankind, that, oh Allah, we do not go towards anything that is haram and forbidden. Ey mere pyare Allah, mere Rahim, Kareem Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, even those brothers and sisters of ours, oh Allah, who nafs and shaitan trapped tonight and took them towards evil. Ya Allah, give them the tawfiq of tawbah. Oh Allah, give them the realization that there will be no peace and no happiness and no contentment and satisfaction in sins. Sins will bring nothing but misery and restlessness and anxieties and worries. Oh Allah, give us too and give them the realization too. Ay mere, ya re Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh Allah, this part of the night you are watching us. Every movement you are watching. Oh Allah, you are seeing our raised hands before you. Oh my Allah, there is no question of darkness. Oh my beloved Allah, you are seeing, you are hearing, you know. Oh my Allah, you know the desires which are in our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, fulfill the good desires which are in our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak. We are sinful servants of yours. But oh Allah, we have believed in you as a Rahim Allah. We have believed in you as a Kareem Allah. Ay Allah, tu Rahim hai, tu Kareem hai. Hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai. Hum khatakar hai, hum gunegar hai. Hum sab kuch hai, lekin bande tere hai. Ay Allah, tujhe chhod kar hum jaye kaha. Oh Allah, where can we go? Whether we go east or west, north or south, we go down the ocean or above the heavens. Oh Allah, everywhere it is your kingdom. Oh my beloved Allah, therefore we cannot escape your sight. Ay mere pyare Allah, tu hi hamara sahara hai. Oh Allah, you are alone for us. There is no one else for us besides you. Oh Allah, if you turn away the hearts, then oh Allah, nobody will love us. Oh Allah, you are the one who puts love into the hearts of others for us. Oh my beloved Allah, therefore we are seeking from you. Ay Allah, if a dog is kicked from one butcher, it can still go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can still go to another. But oh Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy from us, then you tell us who is there for us. Ay Allah, tere siwa hamara koi hai hi nahi. Mere maula, tu hamara ban ja, aur hame apna bana le. Make us yours and become ours. If you become ours, then the kingdoms will be ours. Our homes will give us comfort. Oh Allah, our children will be the coolness of our eyes. Our businesses will give us barakah. But if you are not ours, then in spite of having everything in our possession, we will not have any kind of peace in our hearts. Ay Allah, peace has left our hearts. Ay Allah, humare dilon ka sukoon khatam ho gaya hai. Ay Allah, hum teri taraf rujoo karte hai. Ay Allah, is raat ke andar jitne gunah hue, ay mere pyare khuda, tu us gunah ki nuhusat se hamari hifazat farma. Ay Allah, it is just your tolerance that you don't send down your azab. Oh Allah, otherwise you could have seized us the moment we committed sins. Oh Allah, if you have to order the earth to open up and swallow each and every one of us. If you have to send the gale force winds and destroy us. Oh Allah, if you have to destroy us by flood waters. Oh Allah, if you have to destroy us in any other form of azab. We know that we are deserving of that. But oh my beloved Allah, we know that you do not love to give azab. You dearly love to forgive the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Ay Allah, we are extending this begging bowls before you. Ay mere pyare khuda, what else has kept us here tonight except that we want to save ourselves from any kind of haram? Ay mere Allah, there's nothing else that has kept us here except that we want to protect ourselves from haram. That which you have declared haram. That which your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has declared haram. Oh my beloved Allah, we have sat here in the fulfillment of your hukam and command that we should not go towards any kind of haram. Ay mere pyare Allah, oh my beloved Allah, therefore forgive each and every one of us. Ay Allah, bless us with long life. Bless our children with long life. Allah, bless our family members with long life. But oh Allah, bless us with long life with good health. Allah, bless us with physical health and spiritual health. We are physically ill and we are spiritually ill. Ay Allah, hum bimar hai, hame shifa ata farma. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Oh Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. From spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Ya Allah, we are suffering from pride. We are suffering from jealousy and greed. We are suffering from malice. We are suffering from so many different kinds of spiritual sicknesses and diseases. Oh Allah, we have made our hearts into dirt bins. Allah, purify and clean our hearts. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the noor of zikr. Fill our hearts with the noor of tilawat. Oh Allah, light up our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Oh Allah, take us on the road that leads to you. Oh Allah, put us on the road that leads to Jannat. Put us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect us and save us, O Allah, from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. We are extremely weak, O my Allah. Allah, nafs and shaitan are dragging us into the gutters. Allah, drugs, drink, women, wine, cinemas, theatres, discos, rave clubs, oh my beloved Allah, shaitan has laid out so much of different webs for us. Oh Allah, shaitan has laid out so many different nets for us. Ey Allah, he has cast so many different nets and webs for us. Ey mere Allah, hum kidhar jaye, kahan jaye? Ey Allah, agar tu na bachaye, to hum kahan jaye? Oh my beloved Allah, protect us and save us, especially our young brothers and sisters. Oh my Allah, give them the noor of taqwa in their hearts. Ya Allah, give them happiness and joy in ibadat, in zikr, in tilawat. Ya Allah, use them for the service of your deen. Ya Allah, make them assets for our communities. Ya Allah, don't let nafs and shaitan ruin and destroy their lives. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our homes. Bless us with barakat in our businesses. Barakat in our lives. Barakat in our children. Barakat in our time. Barakat in our wealth. Barakat in everything that you have blessed us with. Oh Allah, because of our evil, because of our disobedience to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, oh Allah, do not snatch away and seize our ni'mats. Oh Allah, in so many parts of the world the ni'mats have been seized because of disobedience. Ey mere pyare Allah, to hume maaf kar de. Ey Allah, ab sab ko sehat de, hume afiyat de, hume tandarusti de, teri maarifat de, tera yaqeen de, teri muhabbat de. Ey Allah, gunahon ki nafrat de. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Oh Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Oh Allah, put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Ey mere Allah, make our zauk and our shauk, make our interest in life the same interest that the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiallahu anhum ajma'in had. Ey Allah, they were desirous of jihad. Ey Allah, unko shauk tha jihad ka. Ey Allah, their shauk and their interest was ibadat, tilawat, service to mankind. Ey Allah, they were generous, they were charitable. Oh Allah, they were pious and they were righteous. They had khawf and they had khashiyat. Ey Allah, hamara bhi zauk aur shauk wo bana de. Oh Allah, today our interest in life have changed. Ey mere Allah, all the dirty and filthy things have become our interest of life. Ey Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Oh Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Do not deprive us of the ni'mats of this world and the ni'mats of akhirah. Ey Allah, the coalition which has been formed and the alliance which has been formed. Oh my beloved Allah, you alone know in your wisdom what is going to happen. But oh my Allah, we are asking you to destroy that alliance and that coalition. Allah, destroy the military might and power of the enemies of Islam. Allah, shake the earth that is beneath their feet. Allah, cause the planes to crash. Allah, cause the bombs to drop on their own heads. Oh my beloved Allah, cause storms in the waters and cause the ships to sink. Ey mere Allah, create disunity and friction in their ranks. Allah, unko aapas mein lada de. Allah, unko khatam farma de. Just as you finish the Aad and the Samud, Allah, to inko bhi khatam farma de. Either give them hidayat, or Allah, bless them with hidayat, with Islam and with Iman. But if they have made up their minds that they are not going to accept Islam, and they are not going to believe in you, and they are going to destroy the Muslim Ummah, then oh my Allah, shake them up like you shook the Aad and Samud. Ey mere Allah, it is not difficult for you. We Muslims have gone weak. Our actions have become weak. But oh Allah, you are not weak. Tu to wahi Allah hai. You are the same Allah that was in the battle of Badr. You are the same Allah that was in the time of Uhud. You are the same Allah that was in the time of Khandaq. Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi Allah hai. Allah, tu mujahideen Islam ki madad farma. Farishton ke zariye se unki nusrat farma. Ey mere Allah, farishton ke zariye se unki madad aur nusrat farma. Allah, ghaib se unki madad farma. Ey mere pyare Allah, ek din is duniya ko chhod kar tere paas aana hai. We have to die one day. There is no question of living in this world forever and ever. Allah, when the time of our death comes, let it come in a state that you are pleased with us. Allah, so many janazas we shouldered and we took them to the Qabristan. But oh Allah, it did not even create any stir in our hearts that one day we are going to go in the same direction. اے میرے اللہ تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram entertainment. Don't let the angel of death find us in a cinema or a theater. Don't let the angel of death find us in a casino. Oh my Allah, we have heard with our own ears. And oh Allah, we have even attended the janazas of those people who have died in haram places. Ay very Allah, but still it is not causing any kind of ibrat to come into our hearts. People have died in the wild coast sun, oh my Allah. People have died in prostitute quarters, oh my Allah. People have died in hotel rooms which were shaken by earthquake, oh my beloved Allah, whilst they were engaged in zina, in adultery and fornication. اے میرے اللہ تو ہماری حفاظت فرما. Don't let the angel of death visit us in any kind of haram action or deed. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madinah Tayyibah. Let our shahadat be in Madinah Tayyibah. With us salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasool Allah on our lips. اے میرے اللہ, موت کے وقت کوئی ایسی تجلی ہمیں دکھا دے کہ ہماری روح جھومتی ہوئی تیرے پاس آ جائے. اے میرے پیارے اللہ, all the duas that Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam made for the ummat, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, O Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our parents, brothers and sisters, family members, whosoever may have passed away. O Allah, fill the graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. O my beloved Allah, forgive their sins and bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. We are grateful to Channel Islam who conveyed this program to so many homes. May Allah Ta'ala give everybody the tawfiq of amal. But what is extremely important now is that you should make the niyat that we want to make the Fajr Namaz and the men folk with Jamaat, because that will please Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala even more than sitting here this part of the night and making dua and zikr. But indeed it is something that is very, very pleasing and very encouraging to see such large number of young brothers who would have been in those places. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give them the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Allah Ta'ala must make their lives a life of happiness, joy. Allah Ta'ala mustn't make their lives miserable and uncomfortable. He must give them the best of this world too and the best of akhirah. He must make a lot of dua for them and believe that Allah Ta'ala accepts duas which are made with sincerity.